Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
How nice has it been to have the guy feeding you the ball, watch him grow? I mean, you played with Josh Allen, you know the MVP type caliber player he is. And to see Drake continue to grow right there with him.
His maturation process has been second to none in my eyes, as far as being a quarterback. It's a very hard position. You know, so like, he has a supporting cast, definitely. You got some guys, you got some running backs, some tight ends, but when it comes down to just solo individual making good decisions consistently, he's been doing that. As far as the MVP conversation, that guy on the other side of the board we're about to play against is a hell of a player. You know, I believe that team kind of grows through him. You know, and at this point, I like our guy. Our guy's been playing extremely well. You know, I'm not gonna put it all on him. We've obviously been supporting him, but he's done a great job at making good decisions, play in and play out. And I'm super proud of him. I'm anticipating this game being no different. We're just gonna all have to give our best effort and be open, be available.
It's KJ and Lyons on WEEI, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. That is Stephon Diggs, who has a unique perspective, John, in terms of what tomorrow I think is going to be potentially the biggest regular season game of the year, because it's either a reaffirmation or more questions that people could have about the Patriots. But Stephon Diggs did say something very key there, and I don't know if you picked it up. He said, hey, with Drake May, it's not necessarily all on him, where with Josh Allen, it's always been all on him. Do we start to see kind of the changing of the guard tomorrow in the conversation of quarterback if the Patriots take this second game from the Bills?
Yeah, it's interesting, KJ, because I think Josh Allen has been at his best when it wasn't all on him, right? The ascendance of James Cook when Joe Brady took over as OC. I think that's what's taken Josh Allen to his best. And Stephon Diggs was part of that too, right? He helped make Josh Allen into an MVP caliber quarterback. And he's got a very unique perspective. Like, I know Mac Hollins played with Josh Allen last year, and now he's with Drake May, so he's played with both guys. But Stephon Diggs, he really saw Josh Allen from almost the ground up. Like, when he went to Buffalo, Josh Allen, there was a ton of questions there. And by the time Stephon Diggs left Buffalo, Josh Allen was regarded as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. So he got a unique look at Josh Allen from the ground up, and now he's getting a very similar look to Drake May. I know May had, you know, the 12 starts last year, but obviously that was a different coaching staff. He was a rookie. Things were a mess last year. So this has really been almost year, and not year two of Drake May's development, almost feels like year one and a half, and Diggs has got a chance to see it from the ground up. And I think if the Patriots win this game tomorrow, I don't know if it'll be a full quote-unquote changing of the guard, but I think you'll be able to safely say that Josh Allen is not alone as the best quarterback in the AFC East. There'll be another guy right at his, you know, level or very close to it.
It's amazing because Buffalo's really building their entire future hopes stadium around how the Bills perform and Josh Allen. And you look, last year lost the conference championship, lost the divisional before that, lost the divisional before that, lost the divisional before that, lost the conference final before that, lost the wild card before that. That takes you back to 2019.
Yep.
Do you realize that this team is a bigger disappointment than the Bills team that went to those Super Bowls over that five straight year span? Right. So literally, to me, for the Bills, if they don't win tomorrow and at least still have the conversation that they still have a chance to win the AFC East, my question is, you know, what kind of JV banner did they put up this year? They suck. Like, the Bills, and I'll take this to Buffalo as well, because they brought it to us. Remember, think about all the noise Buffalo's been making over here the last couple of years. And even Stephon Diggs, you remember, was part of that little celebratory thing that was going on when they beat us here a couple of years ago at home. And it was kind of like, oh, they're just kind of relaxing and chilling. Look, I'm enjoying seeing about the potential collapse of the Buffalo Bills and their fan base based on one game. And in that game, it's not like, hey, you're going up against the Mac Jones who didn't throw it. What did he throw it? Three times in that game, right? And at the time, I was saying maybe that's kind of a little bit of what they believe in terms of Mac Jones. All that stuff is gone. Buffalo was ready to have this dance and celebration on the grave of the Patriots and its fan base. Look, they've done nothing during this time, but they've said a whole lot. And now you're on the precipice of not only not winning your division, but because the way the rest of the AFC shakes out, you may not make the playoffs, and you still kind of have a bare cupboard outside of Josh Allen and James Cook. Am I wrong?
And I think another important piece of context here in this matchup is the fact that the Patriots have already beaten the Bills in Buffalo this year. Because you go back to those other games you mentioned, KJ, like 2021, the Patriots beat the Bills on Monday night in Buffalo. But then a few weeks later, the Bills came to Gillette Stadium and dominated the Patriots, won by two touchdowns. Wasn't even that close.
That's the game they were kind of celebrating with Stephon Diggs and all them and so forth. They were kind of, that's the game. Yep.
And then 2023, the Patriots beat the Bills here at Gillette, but the Patriots won four games that year. That was kind of a one-off. They weren't that good. If the Patriots sweep the Bills, including a Sunday night game in Buffalo, and then another game late in the year where both teams are vying for the AFC East. I mean, if the Patriots win this game, obviously, as we know, they'll win the AFC East. But if the Bills win, they'll at least be in the neighborhood to try to win the division down the stretch. I don't necessarily think they will, but at least they'll have an opportunity. If the Patriots sweep the Bills in that situation, then that's a real blow, I think, to the Buffalo Bills psyche. Not just the fan base, but, I mean, there's a lot of people in that organization, KJ, from the ownership group, from other people in the front office that suffered through the Tom Brady years, right? And then he finally leaves. The Bills are finally the big brother. They're better. They're winning the division.
But they don't collect money for a new stadium.
Right, but they don't get over the hump and win the Super Bowl. As you mentioned, right, all those playoff losses, they didn't even make a Super Bowl. And then to think that all of a sudden the Patriots have the better head coach and have a quarterback who maybe not is better yet, but is on that trajectory to be at least just as good. I mean, that's got to be a really big blow if you're the Bills. And I know it's only one game, but you put it in the context of everything else, it's got to be a blow if the Patriots win that game tomorrow.
But you know what really chaps my hide about the Bills overall, more so than any of all those playoff losses and all this stuff, is that they went to the NFL to get a rule change.
Bunch of damn nerds.
I mean, come on. You got a rule change because you couldn't win a game. You just heard Ken and Curtis talk about
that to the Patriots.
In 13, you can't stop somebody from going all the way down the field for 13 seconds, and you've got to go to the league saying, you know, it's not fair if we can't get the ball too. All this stuff has been done for the Buffalo Bills. This is kind of the interest I have with the Bills. 617-779-7937. We'll get to Jag here in about 30 minutes. We'll talk to Nat Gordo about what's going on with the Red Sox and what isn't going on. We got a lot till 2 o'clock coming up, leading up to the Army-Navy game. The Buffalo Bills have been coddled just below the Kansas City Chiefs. Just below, right? Because you hear some people say, Chiefs are rigged, everything like that. Well, the Chiefs are, things start to catch up with them, right? The Chiefs are kind of like the student that always did their homework on the bus. That was last year. And now they try to still do the homework on the bus and getting Fs, right? The Bills have been kind of like, it feels like we're pushing this narrative. All right, isn't Josh Allen engaged to some type of performer, actor, actress or something like that? Yeah, does that matter in Buffalo? Like, I'm sure the repertory theater in Buffalo is great. But it's this forced narrative that you got to have Josh Allen as the hero of the league. We'll change the rules. When was it? Remember they had the snow out in Buffalo and they ended up playing a game in Detroit and then they had a home game in Detroit the very next week?
And I think, too, another part of
Who's
this
that?
I think a part of this, KJ, is for the NFL, no one has taken over the mantle of Peyton Manning or Ben Roethlisberger. And what I mean by that is Mahomes, he's not the GOAT, he's not Brady, but he's kind of taken over that mantle as the guy that's won multiple Super Bowls. He's been there, he's had clutch moments, right, these championships. But you remember in Brady's time, he was going toe-to-toe with Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning ended up winning two Super Bowls. Or he was playing Ben Roethlisberger, and Roethlisberger won two Super Bowls. These other guys, whether it's Burrow or Jackson or Allen, Jackson and Allen haven't even made the Super Bowl. Burrow made it and lost, but you look at it, I mean, you could maybe say Stafford's taken over it a little bit, but he's older. Jalen Hurts, obviously, has been in the Super Bowl, but he hasn't taken that mantle over. Neither is Brock Purdy. So the NFL, I think, in the NFL media industrial complex, if you will,
yeah,
there's been a lot of focus on the Lamar Jackson, the Joe Burrow, the Josh Allen, and those guys are great players, but I think here come the Patriots and Drake May, way ahead of schedule, competing with those guys, beating those guys at times, and now look poised. And you can even throw Bo Nix in Denver, and I know he's not as good as May, but two guys that are in their second year who could be the top two seeds in the AFC despite all these other great quarterbacks that have been so hyped up over the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, I think it's just the participation trophy era that we're in, right? We reward those who are very good. And as you mentioned, Stafford, he's clearly the one who's put in the clear, hard work, right? Patricia at one point was his head coach, and he was like, get me the hell out of there. That's something we can kind of understand here, right? So, again, and then you have Drake May, right? It's a situation where you're kind of like, I thought there's been an opportunity for some of these teams to not have their window closed on them, and they failed. I think Baltimore is one of them. I think Buffalo's on the precipice of that. I think Baltimore more because if Baltimore still has a chance to not make the
Cincinnati
playoffs, right?
Feels that way.
Cincinnati almost feels kind of like a one-hit wonder, if you will. You're like, oh man, they were hot for a second, but they still have like the best. You know, they still have one of the best lead singers, if you will, in all of the game. So here comes the Patriots. They've gone through this malaise. We got made fun of with the Mac Jones era. You know, Brady went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl. I don't know if you got a chance to watch a little of that Tampa thing that's on Netflix now. You know, like you only make that because Brady does finally win them a championship, but it's a great watch. So you have all these other things that are still tied to New England that aren't allowed. Like even Patrick Mahomes, right? Patrick Mahomes can't get his thing off as soon as he wants to because he gets beaten by Brady in the Super Bowl and made to look super bad, right? Like, there's very few times that Patrick Mahomes is made to look bad against the Bucs, and Brady was one of those times that he absolutely just looked horrible. So you have these kind of participation trophy guys who haven't really earned it. Mahomes, I'm not Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, I put Burrow in there as well. You might even say, then you've got the second Kyler Murray's and these guys who've just like, they got all the money and no acumen in this game. Like they show no reason why to even be in this business. And then you have someone like Drake May, right? It's like, okay, yeah, he was kind of ballyhooed coming out of college, but then last year was on a bad team, and then there's changes this year. But now the changes seem to be real. People just don't want to see them as real, right? You see Indianapolis falling off. The Patriots still have not. You've seen, Buffalo could turn it around. Well, now Buffalo is on the actual, it's losing the division eve for them. So at some point you have to say, maybe these guys just can't get it done, and it's time to start looking at some of these new guys who are closer to getting it done.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you look at just the last couple of years, like Jaden Daniels, too. I know this year's a down year, but he's in the NFC Championship game last year. And Jalen Hurts, I don't think anybody would confuse him with a great quarterback, but he's been
in two
Super Bowls.
Right.
And in those two Super Bowls, those individual games, he played really well, and he lost 1-3 to Patrick Mahomes. And he dominated the other one and beat Patrick Mahomes. I know the defense is a big part of that. But, yeah, I mean, it feels like if you're a team like the Ravens or the Bengals or the Bills, like you're still really happy with your quarterback situation. You have one of the elite guys. But I think there is that creeping sense of, hey, is this next wave with the Broncos and Bo Nix, the Patriots and Drake May, if the Commanders and Jaden Daniels figure it out and get back on track, is that going to overtake these teams and bypass them? And then, you know, in the next 5 years, we're going to be talking about those guys playing in Super Bowls and not Jackson and the Ravens, not Allen and the Bills. Like, those teams are still going to be good because they have those level of quarterbacks. They're never going to be terrible. But are they going to get passed by? And I think that's something that, to be honest with you, KJ, this time a year ago or 2 years ago seemed pretty unfathomable, right? That those teams would be passed by the Commanders, the Broncos. I mean, remember a few years ago, the Broncos still had that Russell Wilson contract hanging over their head. The Patriots won four games.
No, you remember Jared Stidham was their quarterback just a couple years ago.
I mean, we were sitting here in Foxborough talking about Zappy Hour, right? And now these teams are... Maybe they have. I don't want to say they fully passed them by yet, because I think that would be premature.
As them backing out of their division.
Yeah, leads. But they're on track to pass these teams by, and that's going to be a tough pill to swallow if you're one of the, especially the Bills and Ravens. Like, at least the Bengals, you can hang your hat on the fact that, hey, they made a Super Bowl, and I know they didn't win it, but like they got like the Bills and the Ravens, like they didn't even get to a Super Bowl.
They got all those MVP trophies, though, but just, they I do. Mean, right now, just no championship soup for you. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. We'll get to your calls, your text, as well as get into tomorrow's game, what we're looking at. But right now, it's time to trend with David Azer here on KJ and Lions.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back to KJ and Lions on WEEI.
Uh-huh. Yeah. KJ and Lions. WEEI. 617-779-7937. Some of us are a little crazy for the new Nas and DJ Premier album. Get ready.
I'm just ready for the new Polo G album next Friday, KJ.
Are you a Nas guy at all? I mean, because...
Yeah.
A historian does the right thing, you know, got the chipped tooth fixed a long time ago. It's just really strange, right? I'm literally texting my mom right now. Do you have an Instagram account? Because I think... Here's why I'm freaked out, right? And then we'll get back to this. Because my daughter's picture is in the picture of my mother. And I'm like, do you have an Instagram account? Because the numbers don't even make sense that are behind your name. Like, have you ever had that happen? That you have to suddenly ask your parent, like, hey, I think somebody's hacked. Do you have an Instagram account?
So I know well that my parents do not have an Instagram account. So safely, I don't need to ask them, KJ. I don't
think my mother has one either, because I'm like, okay, there are no followers. And, you know, love mom. Totally knows he would have at least a few followers that she's following. No post. The people are just showing him. Like, I'm like, I got to call my mom to, like, I think someone has hacked your Instagram. And now I might have to spend the rest of my afternoon doing that while the Army-Navy game is on. If you're just joining us, The Odyssey app is free. You can rewind. Just type in WEEI. Brings you here to the station. Plus, you can hear past shows. What you just missed is talking about like the future of the Bills and how the Patriots are setting themselves to kind of be a spoiler for this Josh Allen narrative. Let's go to Noah in East Hampton. Noah talking about the Patriots. Thank you so much for calling KJ and Lyons. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. You know, I'm so pumped up for this game. I was listening to Doug Mankiewicz on the morning show on Wednesdays, and he says he thinks the Patriots are going to come out and play their best game of the season, and I totally agree with him. And I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I already put $100 down on the money line. I think we have the cornerbacks to match up with their crappy receivers. We put a spy on Josh Allen. And Mike Vrabel is 6-0 coming off the bye. So, I'm so pumped up. I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys have to say. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. Remember, gamble responsibly. Right?
KJ, was the last time the Patriots had a regular season game at home that was this impactful?
The last game of last season?
Like, yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah, true. True, for draft position, yeah, I'll give you that.
What the hell are we doing, boys?
You know? Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking back to, like, late November of 2021 when the Patriots beat Mike Vrabel's Titans to be the one seed. Like,
that, yeah.
I don't know, maybe there was, like, the Monday night game against Chicago where the Bears blew out the Patriots, but at first Zappe came in and was good, and they were – I don't know. I'm trying to think the last time – there was a game at Gillette Stadium that was, I mean, the cheap and easy answer, KJ, is to say like a couple weeks ago, a Monday night against the Giants, because the Patriots are finally good again. But
I would probably say the most emotional, impactful game was when Tampa came with Brady.
So and that's October of 2021. Yeah.
Right. Because I'm at the Saints game the week before, right? And I'm sitting up in the sunlight seats. You know what I'm talking about? And so a woman behind, she's like, God bless. Like, what's going to happen when Tom and Gronk come back? I remember like one lady saying that to me behind me. She probably remembers me because A, I stick out like a sore thumb in New England, and B, it was on everybody's mind. Like, could we not be embarrassed when Tom Brady comes back? And we weren't embarrassed as a fan base when Brady came back in the game, nearly won it, field goal in the rain, misses. So that's probably the last, like, in the chest, super emotional, important feeling game here. I think the Patriots
the
might have actually
been
favored in
of,
that last Buffalo game last year because they knew that nobody was going to be playing for Buffalo.
Yeah, the only other one I can think of, and maybe not quite on the same level, is week two of 2023 when they played Miami on Sunday Night Football because they had just lost a close game to the Eagles the week before. You're like, oh, hey, maybe they'll bounce back and be good. And that was a close game. And then, of course, the wheels fell off after that. But yeah, you're probably right, KJ. This is probably the biggest game at Gillette Stadium since the return of Tom Brady. We're talking over 4 years ago.
Yeah. You know what I would put in there? Maybe the game that Drake May was going to be announced as the starter. Remember, because
I joked. Houston game last year.
Yeah, they had to change all the programs. Remember I said this is why he's naming it now, because marketing has to go and put in all the programs. I said just the same way they had to get rid of all those Cam Newton kiosks when he got cut. You know, they've got to make these changes. So yeah, it's been a long time, and deservedly so, right? Because the panic button over the last couple of years around this team was like, when will this ever end? We started talking about like other superstar teams and the amount of dredge they went through when the 49ers suddenly weren't the 49ers anymore, and through the Singletary years, like nobody was looking forward to that. And they remember we're thinking like, man, is Belichick just sticking around just to pass Shula by one win? What kind of quality coaching are we going to get? Think about it. All the stars align differently, I think, if Vrabel decides or is commanded that he can't come to the Hall of Fame jacket ceremony that he comes to in season while he's still the head coach for the Titans.
Yeah, it felt like that was kind of a fracture point between, and it wasn't the only one, but that was a fracture point between him and Titans ownership. Yeah.
Well, let's just say he adheres to the Titans' request for him not to go while they're still in season. Then they probably have to move his ceremony a year later, right?
If or he can't at least, make, you know, 6 months later to the offseason.
Right.
But minimum.
I think so. Well, unless he's out of a gig by that time, which I think he might have still could have been. But I think it sets up the breadcrumbs of what we're seeing now, right? Like, there's no way you think, like, hey, we're not going to discuss anything at all about the future of this team. You know, like, tampering goes on. You're just being there in season during a bye week is a very dangerous move, but look who's winning now, and look what's happening in Tennessee, and you can kind of tie that to when they gave up on Vrabel, they haven't been able to recover, and Vrabel was able to come here. Like, it almost makes it seem like you had to have Gerard Mayo in that spot even more so now. Yeah, there's a promise that you can get into contracts, but those things can be settled. But also, you don't want to potentially face a potential tampering charge, right? So if you had hired Vrabel right after he gets fired at Tennessee and you just go with him instead of Mayo, you don't think Tennessee is screaming to high hell that tampering is going on, right? So just because of the conversation and you're in the building. So it's just fascinating how these little small things that have happened over time, minus winning that game against Buffalo last year, get us to this point where, like, wow, like that caller, I could hear in his voice like that $100 leaving. Like, could you hear that? Not,
but you could hear some excitement, which right, we haven't like, heard as
I'm
much
ready
of
to put
the
money
last
down
season.
On my team again. You know,
and I think another little piece of this too, and Chris Curtis talked about this on Ken and Curtis this morning. I think you do have to give Robert Kraft credit in that after last year, it would have been easy for him to say, "Hey, it was Mayo's first year. Belichick left us a bad roster. I'm going to give him another year, and we'll see how it goes then." It would have been very easy for him to do that, especially he could have said, he's my handpicked successor. I believe in him. He had the guts to make that move and fire him and then bring in Mike Vrabel, because I think without Mike Vrabel, you don't have Josh McDaniels. You probably also don't have some of these free agents. You probably still have some of them, but not all of them.
You wouldn't have Alex Van Pelt anymore, that's for sure.
No, but I don't know if you have McDaniels. And I don't know if, you know, maybe you sign Milton Williams because you just offer him the most money. But without Vrabel, maybe Spillane doesn't come here. Or maybe some of these other guys. Maybe Diggs doesn't come here. Because maybe Diggs looks at it and says, oh, that's a longer-term thing. I'll go somewhere else. And so I think, again, that decision to say, hey, I screwed up with Mayo, I'm going to fire him, and I'm going to go to Vrabel. I think, again, not the only piece of this, but I think it is a piece that deserves mention because it led to a lot of this.
Yeah, you don't think it was the playing the cards in the back of the plane that just
that didn't
just
help. Like, yeah, that didn't help. Yeah, it's one thing to play cards when you're 11-2. Play cards when you're 2-11, it's not quite the same.
Yeah, it's not really there. 617-779-7937, David Azar. Do a couple of texts here. We've been talking Patriots.
Yeah, first one from the 508. We'll see next year when the Patriots have to play a real schedule and see what their record is. Then you can talk.
Trash! So I will say this, and this is a take, KJ. It's December 13th, so you can remember this for next year.
They're talking about next year already.
I would not be surprised if the Patriots next year win two or three fewer games, but they're a better team overall. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but with a more difficult schedule, wouldn't surprise me if you just watch the Patriots on a week-to-week basis next year and you're like, oh, wow, hey, they're better. They're deeper. Drake May's even better. These guys are fitting together even better. But instead of going, say, 13-4 or 14-3, they go 11-6 or they go 12-5. Like, they'll still be really good, but it wouldn't surprise me, but I'd still sit here. Like, I look at the 2014 Patriots, KJ, as a much better team than the 2011 team, but 2014 won fewer games in the regular season.
Okay, I'm just going to stick to the food that's in front of me, right?
Like, yeah, and that's another thing, too. Why don't we just stick with that?
One, I don't even know who's going to be on the Patriots squad next year. Two, I don't know who's going to be on the other squads that the Patriots are playing next year. Now, we do know the list of teams, but we don't know if they're home and away. The only one that I predicted, and I kind of hit on, was remember going into the season, we were talking about the schedule, John, and I said, that Atlanta game, if it's Michael Penix in a cold weather situation, I would lean Patriots, but depending on what they were doing, do you see how bad Atlanta is this year?
Yeah.
Right.
Atlanta is all over the place.
They're all over the place.
They beat
now.
Tampa Bay, they beat Buffalo, lose to the Patriots by one, but then get their ass kicked by bad teams.
You want a conspiracy theory on the Falcons? Maybe because who their owner owns, they don't want to be in the national news and spotlight as a winning football team. You know who? You know what Arthur Blank also owns, right?
It's Home Depot, right?
And thank you for saying it out loud. Yeah. But yeah, I think there might be you can't have a winning team like that, you know, and people are frustrated about what's going on at the locations. That's just me. That's why I think Atlanta's all over the place. But yeah, you can't really just say, oh, they're going to get like stomped next year when they have a tougher schedule. Is Denver a better team this year? Is Indianapolis a better team this year? You know, like the league knows what it's doing. right? That's why next year the Patriots will be in prime time more often. And when you're in prime time more often, guess what? You're playing teams that at least the previous year were better. All right, one more text, and then we'll get into tomorrow's game a little more.
All right, some Bills fans invading the text line. This one from the 860. Relax, the Patriots have been the lucky coddled team forever. All Brady had to do was throw a deep ball and a flag flew. Go Bills.
That's hilarious. You know this is the same franchise that had O.J. Simpson come back and celebrate with them, right? That's desperation right there. Like, oh, what do we have?
Yeah, that's someone who just Bruce, like... made something up on
the He's not coming around. OJ, you want to come back around? Look, I understand the fun that they have, and you want to call this luck, but I have to call it what it is. This run right now for the Bills that's pretty much going to come to an end tomorrow as the AFC East champion is a bigger failure than when the early 90s when you had Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Andre
Reed.
Well,
yeah, at least those teams, KJ, made the Super Bowl.
Right,
these guys. I know it was disappointing they lost four.
These guys made a Super Bowl of chili to sit down and eat to watch the Super Bowl with us. These guys,
like, at least they made it, right? Like, and I know, hey, they lost to the Giants, they lost those Super Bowl, but like, they were there. Like, that's something. That's why I said earlier in the show, KJ, and if you missed it, the Odyssey app is free. That's why I put Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. I give them a little more credit than the Bills and the Ravens the last 5 years because at least they got there. Like, I know they lost to the Rams, but they got there. They had the ball with a chance to win the game late. Like, the Bills and Ravens, they haven't even got there in these past five years. Like, at least Cincinnati got there.
Yeah, even when the Ravens got there, it wasn't a Lamar Jackson narrative.
Well, they haven't made the Super Bowl with Lamar.
Right, right. So the Ravens have gone, but without Lamar Jackson. The Bills have gone, but without Josh Allen. Like, you can go with all these guys. And I think part of it, John, is because we're in this over-talking atmosphere with social media to everybody. Like, everybody's talking every day.
Talk radio.
Right, right. Yeah, that's us. Right? So we're considered the dinosaurs, right? Yeah. But all that talk and no action is very much... Like, even just look at the dating scene for people on social. All that talk, and they meet him. They're like, so you don't know how to speak? You don't know how to talk to a girl? Like, there's just a lot of talk and no action. At least with the Patriots, the action is coming while all the talk is happening, and I think it bothers some people, right? You can't even say the Patriots were that bad. How long has Brady been out of the league? 3 years now?
Yeah, what did he retire after, 22? So, yeah, this is his third year out of the league.
So, check this. Brady's been out of the league 3 years, been away from the Patriots for 5 years, and the Patriots are back.
And if you really look in the...
Brady was gone for 2 years before all this. So in 5 years, Brady's been out of the league for three, off the Patriots for two, and the Patriots are back in the Bills' face. That's amazing.
And if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, and like, so I, you know, I'm a Patriots fan, so the last 2 years were extremely frustrating for me and disappointing, but really... They had two bad years total in the last 25. Like, you think, because even like 2021, even with Mac Jones, they made the playoffs. 2022, I know the Patricia Judge thing went bad, but they were in the playoff race the last day of the season. Like, they only had two truly bad years in 23 and 24. And we don't know how this year is going to end. Maybe they'll get to the playoffs and they'll get overwhelmed by the Houston defense or the Denver defense or the Bills or Ravens will beat them. Who knows? But they really only had 2 years, and now they're back in contention. And I think there's a lot, like, you mentioned it earlier. We talked about this last year. We said, man, how many years will it take them to get back? And how many years did the 49ers or the
Cowboys...
Especially
whiffing on a quarterback in the first round.
Right, yeah. Or even how many years did those Bills go after making four Super Bowls to become a great team once again? Like, how many years did it take these teams? And some of them, you know, teams that were good in the past still haven't really come back. Like, the Steelers last won a Super Bowl in 2008, and they're still kind of hanging around the middle and have been for like 8 years now. Like, it really was two bad years, and now they've come back, and I think there's a lot of, you know, opposing fan bases and teams that don't like that.
Yeah, I just think it's hilarious because they're not even going to get a dome in Buffalo, which clearly you need, right? If you one of your games can't be played because there's too much snow on the ground, maybe you need a dome. It takes away. Now you're going to build this new stadium. You're going to be fighting for your division. You're going to be probably AFC East second place. You know what? Maybe we should name the stadium in the future Wild Card Dome.
Wild Card Stadium.
JV
Not the Astrodome. It's the Wild Card Dome.
JV Stadium. Yeah.
That boy is good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. JV Stadium. Can we name it that? Because what for years that used to be the cheapest. That used to be the cheapest Patriots game you could go see on the road, right? It's just like, let's just drive across the state and go pay $18 to go see the Patriots. We'll save some money. Now you're about to build a new stadium. You potentially can't win your conference. There's no Patrick Mahomes in your way anymore. And you're really – here's what's interesting about Buffalo is when they're on this run, it's truly the Josh Allen show. They really don't have a run game. Stephon Diggs clearly a lot more important than what they tried to say that he was to that team because – they brought Gabe Davis back, right? Like, they were like, yeah, Gabe Davis is not in the plans. Look, Amari Cooper didn't work out. Don't they have Brandon Cooks now?
Yep.
So,
I feel like Brandon Cooks has been in the league for like
oh my gosh,
years.
It's like,
and he's really not that old. It's funny. I don't know why. It's just he's one of those guys. I feel like he's been in the league for like 25 years.
You feel like he's Sony Michel's age, but you feel like he's also he could be Sony Michel's father, right? At the same time.
And I think the Bills too. Like if we look at this from the other side of it, right? So they're at their best, I think, when they get James Cook going in tandem with Josh Allen, and if they do that tomorrow and they beat the Patriots, I think if you're the Patriots, you look at it and you say, hey, disappointing to lose, but we did beat them in Buffalo. We are in year one with Vrabel. Like, we're still one of the top teams in the AFC. So I think this game, from a win-lose perspective, the Bills, not just standing-wise, but just where they are, it has a lot more at stake for them than the Patriots. And I'm not trying to let the Patriots off the hook here. I just think if the Bills lose this game, it's all that stuff we talked about before. If the Patriots lose that game, yeah, it's disappointing. Yeah, it's frustrating. But we'd still sit here and say, all right, well, they have 11 wins. They can still win the division. It's year one with Vrabel. It's year one of Vrabel, McDaniels, and May working together. And they have a chance to be a top two seed, a top three seed, and still go to the divisional round. So, again, I'm not trying to let them off the hook, but I think you just look at this. More at stake tomorrow, I think, for the Bills overall than for the Patriots.
I think the worst thing that could happen tomorrow outside of a Patriots loss is if the Patriots cannot stop the run game and it becomes like an embarrassment of epic proportions, right? Because that's where the defense has been able to lay its hat in. Look, was been able to lay its hat this season. Look, I know Williams is not in there, but still, if Buffalo does what they did to, was that Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago with the run game?
Was it 51 runs in that game?
Yeah.
They just bludgeoned them.
I think that's what Sean McDermott is going to attempt to do, is how can we embarrass the Patriots and expose them as a blueprint for the rest of the season and into the playoffs? And if it's getting just absolutely sick numbers from the run game, then it's a big, big issue. All right, more of your texts and calls next. KJ Show. KJ and Lyons, sorry. 617-779-7937. We'll get to more of your texts. Plus, we've got Jag next as well. Thank you for spending your Saturday here on WEEI.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
You gotta care enough where the hurts. You gotta care enough where the hurts. It's gotta mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. They show it's inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room.
Wow, the Pat McAfee vacation of coaching in the NFL, huh? KJ Show, along with John Lyons, makes KJ and Lyons on WEEI, 617-779-7937. That was Todd Bowles. John, did you see that? When Todd Bowles just absolutely went off about his players. We're minutes away from Jag.
Yeah, tough to blame him, too. I mean, blowing that lead. What was it, third and 28 they gave? I don't know. Tough to blame him.
It's interesting because, you know, in college football, they'll say, well, how does that win look now when a team goes worse?
Yep.
You know, when a team does worse as the season goes along. Like, I hate that people are trying to say, oh, well, you know, your win against the Bucs, it doesn't look so big time now, does it? Like, that's not how football works. Like, sometimes you could be the causation of why that team is starting its downhill roll.
And I think the reverse of that is, so does your Carolina win look better, right, now that they've been much better as the year has gone on? I mean, yeah, and I think a lot of it stems from how they were playing at the time. Because remember, on the day the Patriots played the Bucs, Mayfield was an MVP candidate, and the Bucs looked like maybe they could challenge for the one seed in the
NFC. They were
going to
run away with the NFC South, it looked like it.
And maybe they weren't as strong as we thought, so maybe that win isn't quite as good as we thought it was, but I still think it's a really good win overall. I mean, you're on the road. It's still like a lot of talent on the other side. Didn't the Bucs?
It's a division leader.
And didn't they win the NFC South last year too? Right?
Yeah, it's one of those divisions. Like I think once Brady got to Tampa was the first time that a team had won back to back years the NFC South division. That's just how fluid it is. All right, text messages, and then we'll get to Just the Jag here in 2 minutes. Also, Nat Gordo is going to join us talking Red Sox. That's in about 30 minutes. What you got, David, on the text line?
Yeah, 207 texter, got a feel for Buffalo. Most tortured fan base in NFL history because now they're watching the window slowly close while New England's is being pushed wide open. First year of Vrabel regime, think about that. Now it's all about adding and subtracting, attractive now to free agents. Yes, stand up, Pats Nation. What a battle cry there.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, is there some level of you that feels a little bad for, like, Buffalo and Cincinnati where, like, at least the Ravens have won a couple Super Bowls this century? It's like these teams, just like the texter said, they just get tortured year after year after year after year, and they can't. Like, they don't even have, like, history. At least the Jets can say, hey, we won a Super Bowl with Joe Namath in the 1960s. Yeah. Like, these teams have nothing to hang their hat on. I mean, there's a little tiny part of me that almost feels a little bit bad for those couple franchises and fan bases.
Nah, because, you know, see, Buffalo, the reason why they have so much hope in that team is because they did win the last two AFL titles. Ask your grandpa about it. He might remember. He's probably in his 80s if he saw this, right? And then when they got to the NFL, they were still a strong team. So you can think of, like, champions, we're in the new league. We're a playoff team. Then they kind of die a little bit. Then O.J. Simpson comes, and they were exciting. And then it dies again for a very, very long time. And then Jim Kelly shows up, and they're like, hey, we're excited. And that's for like 5 years. And then it dies for a very long time. And then Josh Allen comes, and we're now literally at year five. So if you feel bad saying, hey, Buffalo, in a world where anything is possible, there is the number of 5 years put on it. So, like, you've got 5 years to get it done. If not, it's back to what you know. So guess what? Get back kid, back it up to what you know. Back that Trump up to not win. You still haven't won anything. So and just now in the social media era, they talk. So, yeah, I'm here to celebrate because they were one of the first and loudest. Remember, what was it? They hung up that JV banner, AFC East Champions. Remember they hung that up and it was in their practice facility?
It's like almost like the Colts hung up that AFC finalist banner and they got smoked in the AFC Championship game.
Come on, guys. Come on. Yeah. Two more texts and then we'll hit Jack.
All right. From, where is it here? The 508. James Cook and Josh Allen together are a pretty good rushing tandem. I am not a Bills fan. I love beating them. Just stating facts.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I think James Cook, you can make the case he's the best running back in the NFL. I mean, second most rushing yards. But, I mean, that dude runs. He does have the fumble problem, for sure. But, I mean, you look at the way the Bills beat teams, KJ. I know Josh Allen's arm is kind of the headline, but a lot of times it has more to do with the running game. I mean, they're fourth in the NFL on third down. They have the second fewest punts in the league. They're first in time and possession. I mean, you used the example earlier, KJ, of that Steelers game. They just will use James Cook and Josh Allen at times as battering rams and beat teams down, and that's how they've won a lot of games the last couple of years, to their credit. So, yeah, if I'm the Patriots, the biggest thing I'm trying to stop tomorrow is James Cook and the legs of Josh Allen, more so than the arm of Josh Allen.
Yeah, if really, to me, there's very little difference between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson in terms of Josh Allen has the little better a little better arm. Jackson is clearly the better runner. However, what they try to do is the inverse. That makes sense? Like, Lamar Jackson is going to try and stay in there as long as he possibly can. Josh Allen, when he doesn't run, is when Buffalo finds themselves almost kind of one-dimensional. So, yeah, I that's what I just said. You know, if the biggest worry that I have about tomorrow are the legs and not the arm, especially if James Cook is able to run the way he did against Pittsburgh, that's a big problem because now that becomes the blueprint. What do you do to stuff that middle again? How do you get that mojo back, if you will? So that's the only concern. All right, we'll talk more Patriots before we get out of here. We're here till 2 o'clock leading you up to Army-Navy. We still have Red Sox to get to. Celtics lost last night, but not a big deal. But right now it's time for the world-renowned... Yeah!
I'm sorry that I said you were a Jag. Just a guy.
Oh, he's just a Jag.
He's bad.
Not bad. Doesn't stand out on the field.
Might suck.
Oh, he's just a Jag.
Blah.
Not great, not bad. Just a guy out on the field.
All right, David Azar, take it away.
All right, the first one is Mike McDaniel.
John?
Oh, Jag. Yeah, just, I mean, that team fades. And this year they've kind of done the reverse, or they faded early and they're getting better late. But they always have a third of the season where they collapse. Usually in years past it's been the end of the season. This year it was the beginning.
I'm going to say just above a Jag.
Oh, it's good.
Here's why.
Good and terrible.
As bad as they've been, they've still found themselves to be like that last team that has the last chance to get in the AFC. Obviously, they won't, but I do have to take my hat off to him. I think he was, like, I literally thought Josh McDaniel was a day away from being fired, and now I think he'll probably get a long-term deal going into next season. And if he wants to get rid of Tua, he might be able to do that. So I'm going to say just above a Jag. Next.
Mike Tomlin.
He's above a Jag. To me, the biggest problem with the Steelers is they have not figured out quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired. Like, they drafted Kenny Pickett. They signed Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. They signed Aaron Rodgers. Like, they have a lot of nice pieces there and some good players, and it feels like they're well coached. But it's like anything in the NFL. If you don't have a good quarterback, there's only so far you can go.
Yeah, I Mike Tomlin's above a Jag.
That boy's good.
We're not talking Sharon Moore here going home having dinner at the wrong house. Look, you can't knock being a winning coach or having no losing seasons your entire time. And, John, you're absolutely right. Quarterback is the hardest thing to figure out in this league. But they've never been that bad to be able to put themselves to go after and get a franchise quarterback. Remember, when they went and got Ben Roethlisberger, nobody was talking about getting quarterbacks from the MAC at the time. Next.
Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jag here, and it's tough because he works for maybe the worst-run organization in sports in the Cleveland Browns, and he didn't want to trade for Deshaun Watson and give him all that guaranteed money. But, I mean, it just this guy's won Coach of the Year twice. But it feels like the Browns, don't get better year to year. You know what I mean? Like, you think with a good head coach that wins Coach of the Year, the team would kind of slowly progress and get better, and they just don't do that. It's kind of weird.
You know, before now, I would say above a Jag because of just how well he does his job. But what's been going on with the Shedeur Sanders situation?
Yeah, that too.
Bro, is a Jag. Look, you know you're a losing situation. You don't want to prove KJ and Lyons right about Shedeur was going to be the starting quarterback around weeks 8, 9, 10. But look, if you're on your way out of there, at least give someone the opportunity. Go watch Any Given Sunday. That's what the movie's exactly about. Next.
Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jag here. Like, he was really good early in that game and good late. The middle, not so much. And I think, look, when he came out in Colorado, there was, I thought, a lot of fair questions about him and how his game would translate to the NFL. I think he maybe eventually can be pretty good, but I just still think there's a lot of development to go there.
I'm going to go just above a Jag.
Oh, it's good.
Right?
Good and terrible.
Well, that might be the most fitting drop right there because, look, his circumstances are horrible. He's the only guy that seems to make Myles Garrett smile. Like, Myles Garrett didn't smile when he sacked Drake May five times. He didn't smile. So I'm going to put just above a Jag because I think he has the locker room when management and ownership do not. Next.
Joe Burrow's attitude.
You know what? I don't blame him. And I know he's the quarterback and he's the leader, but this is a team that let Jesse Bates go, has been trying to fix the offensive line for like 6 years and still has trouble doing that. Their defense is the worst in the league. Like, if I was Joe Burrow, KJ, I would be extremely frustrated as well.
Oh, you show more leadership now?
Look,
I think he's trying to push his way out of there. I guess it's just a question of who's going to have enough chips. Hello, Miami's on line
Maybe
one.
Maybe there's a former Patriots coach that they might try to hire.
Well, I think Joe Burrow wants out of there before anything else, right? He might go to them and say, hey, you can keep Jamar Chase and T. Higgins here. Just go get yourself another quarterback. I want out. Let's do a few more.
All right, I'll combine these two. The Indianapolis Colts and more specifically Phillip Rivers.
Because there's breaking news that Phillip Rivers is starting tomorrow.
Look, I think it's a fun story. I think it's really cool that he's 44 and can start. But let's be honest with ourselves. Dude hasn't played since 2020. It's a Jag situation. You know,
just they got.
And I give the – look, they're trying. I gave them credit. They're competing. They're fighting. But it's just – that's a Jag situation right now.
So I'm going to split it. I'm going to say the Colts are
just a guy
because you gave up all that for Sauce Gardner, and now you've got to live with not having a couple of first-round picks for a while, and you might miss the playoffs this year the way things are going. But I'm going to have to say above a Jag for Phillip Rivers because if Joe Flacco was sitting on the couch, at least Phillip Rivers was throwing a football back and forth to kids who could catch it with some speed. This will be fun to see. All right, two more.
Travis Kelce.
Jag, right just now. I mean, Hall of Fame player, but right now he's playing like a Jag. I just think he's kind of at the end of his career. He's been beat up. He's older, you know. And he'll make a big play or two down the stretch on a big third down, but there's a lot of times, KJ, in these games where it's kind of absent.
I'm going to go above a Jag.
Oh, it's good.
Good and terrible.
Because why play with any emphasis anymore when you know that you're about to become Mr. Taylor Swift? Why not just go ahead and castrate yourself right now? So, very good doing that. And that is Jag, just the guy here on KJ and Lyons. Next, the Red Sox keep breaking our hearts again and again and again and again. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.